A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus proposed another parable to the crowd, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat, and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?' He answered, 'An enemy has done this.' His slaves said to him, 'Do you want us to go and pull them up?' He replied, 'No, if you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.' He proposed another parable to them. 'The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches.' He spoke to them another parable. 'The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened.' All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet, 'I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what was lain hidden from the foundation of the world.' Then, dismissing the crowds, he went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, 'Explain to us the parables of the weeds in the field.' He said in reply, 'He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up in fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous shall shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Parables are so important, a great important mode of teaching for Jesus, for explaining things to his disciples, followers, and just all who want to hear him. So these parables we've heard today are three of probably the most popular, well-known parables, famous, if you will, in the Bible. The weeds in the wheat, the mustard seed, the yeast. My sense is that if any of you were asked, what's one of the parables of Jesus, a large portion of you would probably come to mind right away, the mustard seed one. It's just that familiar. But in Oklahoma, we don't have a lot of mustard seeds and mustard plant and bushes. You don't see them in abundance like you would in the Holy Land. But we actually do relate to this story, particularly the story of the weeds and the wheat. I've had the opportunity of living among wheat farmers when I was pastor in Enid. You were surrounded by wheat fields in that town, and everybody, at least if they grew up in that town, at some point had something to do with growing wheat. They knew about it. It was a part of their life. Some of you here may have grown up on a farm, and you understand the work of a farmer and what has to happen. So this last week, I heard this analogy from a young adult. I was helping out with a retreat, and this young adult woman who is in her 20s, we were talking about discipleship, and she threw out this analogy that kind of blew my mind a little bit. I never thought about the spiritual life quite like this. So this is a young lady who grew up on around farmers. She grew up in Pond Creek, Oklahoma, way up north, surrounded by farmers. And she talked about this. She said, when you begin your life as a farmer and you receive land, at first it's not easy to figure out how to best cultivate and plant and grow crops on that land. You have to learn the land. You have to understand the crop you intend to grow. You have to know the best places on your land to plant, whether it's wheat or corn or soybean or whatever it may be. A young farmer makes many mistakes at first. And that land sometimes isn't ready to grow the best crop. And so you take your time to learn the land. It takes time for him to know every acre, every corner, every part of his land. But eventually, after many years of successful and unsuccessful harvests, he will know that land better than anyone. He will know exactly where to plant the crops so that he will have the best possible harvest. An experienced farmer who has many years behind him will even know where the most dangerous spots are in his land. He will be able to walk the fence line of every part of his land, of the border of every acre, and he'll spot dangers before they even become a danger. But he might see like thorns and stickers of a bush that could blow into his field and cause all kinds of problems for that harvest. He will be able to see them ahead of time and be able to take care of it. In the end, no one will know how to plant anything in those fields better than that farmer. And I was hearing this story and I thought, that is the most amazing analogy for the spiritual life. No wonder Jesus likes to use images of farming and sowing and weeds and wheat and plants, and it becomes such a powerful way to think about how God and the grace of God and sin work in our life. And also how important it is for us to be patient in the spiritual life. Most of us will not master the spiritual life or even come close to it until close to the end. But what we do is we, each day, month, year, we work on it. We work on our life with God. And we ask the Lord to come into our life. We persevere in this life. And in the end, what we hope to become is saints with God. The parable of the weeds and the wheat then become interesting. The master makes a decision. In this gospel, the master makes a decision that is out of the ordinary for the good of his crop. He chooses to let the weeds grow with the wheat. We will need to be able in our life to discern what is good and what is bad, what is evil and what is holy, what is the devil and what is of God. Like the good farmer, the Christian soul is like the land that needs to be cultivated and worked on with our hearts, minds, and will. With God's help, after time working on our souls and knowing what is truly good and evil, we will become holy men and women of God. But we have to see the weeds in our life and see the wheat. See what is God's will and see what is the will of the evil one. God desires so much for each of us to know the goodness of his will for our lives. When you know God and his will for your life, then like the farmer, you will be able to always choose what is best for your salvation. Jesus is the good farmer, the good seed. He is the good soil. He is everything. He is what makes the spiritual life blossom and become everything for us. The one who is with us until the end of time. The parable of the weeds and the wheat, it's about spiritual discernment, but the mustard seed parable is about the importance of having a strong and consistent faith. And then the parable of the yeast is the work of grace in our souls. In time, the soul rises up to meet the Heavenly Father. We only need to be constant in our pursuit of Jesus Christ. Constant in prayer. Constant in the love of God. Paul reminds us today, the Spirit who teaches us to pray will intercede for us according to God's will. The whole Christian life then is an exercise of letting go and letting God work. Let God's will work in your life. Let grace work. Let God do something. You don't have to control everything. And in the spiritual life, if you try to control it, you will fail. We don't become holy on our own. Only through the grace of God, through the sacraments of the church, through devotion and adoration, frequent confession, through the truth, a truth of love for others, through the truth that is in the gospel. We thank you, Lord, today for all the good you have done, for all the blessings of our life, for showing us that life without you is like a dying wheat field, like a seed that doesn't grow, like yeast that doesn't activate and rise. Help us to rise to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.